are seeing unimaginable devastation and destruction, especially in the east side of the city, just adjacent to the citadel that has marked Aleppo's history and life throughout the years. The Umayyad Mosque, the surrounding old market, which is one of the oldest roofed markets in the globe, basically. It has been a roofed market for 14 centuries. A lot of destruction that pains the heart, especially for people like me who have seen this area under different and better times. But what strikes me equally is the ability of the Aleppans, the Syrian citizens of the city, their resilience, their love for life.
What did they tell you while interacting with them, or what did you see that demonstrated this part, the resilience?
It's very nice to see young children going to school and rushing out of school. The streets are bustling. The markets are running. They're working. There is a determination that years of war are not going to prevent Aleppo from rising once again as the second sort of capital of Syria, and one that is focusing on industrial and commercial production. But the reminders of this war, of this conflict, of this crisis, are still with us. I mean, Aleppo is under a severe water shortage because the water source of Aleppo is in the hands of ISIS. And for now, the fourth day, it's been cut off. You see water tanks and water tankers all over the town. And this is something that has not been there before. But thanks to collaboration between the authorities and the United Nations and the Red Crescent and the ICRC, water is trucked and taken to users. There's no electricity for a major part of the day and night. So the city sort of lives in darkness, aside from the fact that some people run generators that feed lines to either shops or apartments. The magnitude of the destruction requires considerable effort and requires considerable funding to the tens or hundreds of millions of dollars.
And Aleppo is only part of the story in Syria. Maybe Eastern Aleppo recently has dominated the news, but what about other parts of Syria?
Usually when we come to Aleppo, we pass through Homs. It's a beautiful town that has equally been devastated by destruction due to the fighting. Rows after rows of residential buildings, the old souk, mosques, churches have all had their share of destruction. Luckily, together with with the authorities, the Syrian authorities, the United Nations is doing a massive reconstruction of parts of the souk. I was there the day before, and one or two shy shops have reopened. The people are optimistic.
And there are the besieged area as well, several besieged areas.
Well, Deir ez-Zor has been besieged for months now by ISIS. We have been working to drop by air food and non-food items. Unfortunately, as of yesterday, the supply line by air to Deir ez-Zor is stopped because ISIS managed to separate the airport from the city. And the landing zone that we use is in the hands of this terrorist organization. So Deir ez-Zor is effectively double besieged right now. And the situation there is bound to go from bad to worse. There are indeed hard-to-reach and besieged areas in Syria that we try to reach on monthly basis in coordination with Syrian Arab Red Crescent and the ICRC. In recent weeks, we have not been as successful as we want to be due to approval processes that complicated the movement of the convoys. We are in constructive dialogue with the authorities to remove these obstacles and facilitate the movement of convoys to these areas.